So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. And I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Isaiah 41:10. Good morning and welcome to Through Their Message. My name is Rhonda, and I come to you from Foundations Bible Church in Winnebago, Minnesota. And I would like to extend an invitation to you to come and join us for Sunday school at 9 a.m. on Sunday mornings. Perhaps it's time for us to consider a name change for these gatherings, as they are discipleship classes, when we gather together to learn about the things of the Lord as they should be applied in our daily lives. We're currently Walking in the Desert with God, a study from the That the World May Know series with Ray Vanderland. There's a time for discussion. In fact, it's encouraged, and no questions are set aside. If you want to further your understanding of who you are and who the Lord is, then I would invite you to come and to join us. Remember, the Lord says, "My ways are not your ways," and those things we deem necessary in our lives may not be those things that God deems necessary in our lives. If you do not know the one who strengthens and helps you, how will you know when you are being strengthened and being helped? In Gill's commentary of the Bible, he writes of Isaiah 41:10, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee." Not merely by his essence or power, which is everywhere, or by his providence in supporting, preserving, observing, the ordering of, and the overruling of all things, but in a way of special grace to guard and protect his people, to support and supply them, to comfort and strengthen their hearts. Wherefore they need have no fear of their enemies or whatsoever that they may be called to suffer for his name's sake, even though they pass through fire and water, through the valley of the shadow of death. Be not dismayed, I am thy God, it continues. Through Christ in a covenant way, as appeared by the effectual calling of them, and therefore might depend on his love, be sure of his power. Expect all needful supplies and to be comfortably carried through every service and trial they are called into, and need fear no enemies, or be dismayed at anything that should befall them, or become weak as water and their hearts melt like wax within them. I will strengthen thee. With strength in their soul to perform duties, to exercise grace, to withstand corruptions, to resist temptations, to bear afflictions, to suffer persecutions, and to do their generation's work according to the will of God. And if God is the strength of his people, they need not be afraid of any persons or things. Yea, I will help thee, he says. Help them out of all their afflictions and temptations, and out of the hands of all their enemies. Help them in the discharge of duty, in the exercise of grace, in bearing their cross, in their journey to another world. Help them by every mercy, temporal and spiritual, to all needful supplies of grace. And last to glory, he is faithful that has promised. He has laid help on one that is mighty and set up a throne of grace to come to for help in time of need. And seeing he is their helper, they need not fear what men or demons can do unto them. Says he, "I will uphold thee with my right hand of my righteousness." Either by his almighty power or by his Son, the man of his right hand, made strong for himself and the author of righteousness to his people. This is the expressive of his sustenance of them, not merely in a providential way, but in a way of specialized grace, and of his powerful protection and the preservation of them, so that they shall stand in the grace of God, go in his ways, and not fall finally and totally, but persevere to the end through their trials and temptations, though they may be great and many. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you with my righteous right hand. Isaiah 41:10. And because of this, I lie down and sleep. I wake again because the Lord sustains me. Psalm 3:5. Gill's commentary continues, "The Lord holds the right hand of his people, teaching them to walk by faith, leading them into his presence and to communion with himself, and keeps them from falling, or he will strengthen their right hand to do his work and service and oppose their enemies, or he will relieve their wants and fill their hands with good things. I lie down and sleep, and I awake again because the Lord sustains me." Psalm 3 and 5. I searched out these verses of Scripture because of something that was brought to my attention in a text message, and it had had a greater impact on my thinking than I could ever have realized. I had to miss a prayer group meeting one week. I was just physically too tired to actively participate. I'm sure you can think back to a time when you would say, "Yeah, I know what you mean." I had sent a text message saying I would not be there and why, and I received a message back expressing a loving concern over the struggles that I was going through with going back to work and the passing of my husband Keith that past summer. The things in my life, the changes, had been monumental, I will admit, and at times very daunting to the point of being overwhelming at times. But with the text message, I realized that I'm not in the same place that I was on June 19th of 2019 or any of the days following it. I found myself focused on the word struggling when I read the text. And then the Lord reminded me that there was a difference in my life that I had not fully acknowledged, and that is that I no longer look at where I am as struggling with the changes that have come my way, but I am adjusting to them. It was a game changer to realize that I had walked through the valley feeling as though I had yet to leave it, but in the heat of its long days and in the shortness of its nights that left me tired and drained, I had stayed upright and not closed down, and because of that, my relationship with the Lord became yet sweeter, and I have fully come to find that it was not my strength that sustained me, but His. Does this mean that all my days go beautifully with this acknowledgement? Absolutely not. But because of it, I know without a doubt that the Lord is with me. I know that He is my strength if I will but lean on Him and follow His ways. I know that He protects me and watches over me always, and that His right hand helps and upholds me. I know these things because I can lay my head down and I can sleep. Struggling is to be understood as to what it is, a great strain. It's laboring hard. It is to be in agony when faced with difficulty. I do not find myself struggling, but adjusting, putting in order, adapting, modifying, and altering my new life without Keith here every day to share it with me, even today after 4 years' time. The comments I shared with you from the Gill's commentary were to encourage you wherever you may be today, to remind you that we have a Savior who loves us so much He is willing to die for us. He conquered death so that we would not have to suffer it, and who now sits in heaven at the right hand of God the Father, interceding for us while we complete this earthly journey. He is faithful beyond compare, and if you will surrender your old way of life to Him, He will give you a life that you could never dream of, a sweetness that no one can taste but you in your personal relationship with Him. And only by His hand will you find rest. You will be able to lie down and to sleep. You have help. You can know without a doubt that there is nothing that can separate you from Him but you walking away from Him. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith. There is none like Him. With Him there is peace and rest and protection. There's friendship. There's fellowship. There is no one else that you can turn to that will meet your every need in a way that is best for you. Take the hand that reaches out to you. Grasp hold of it and hold on tight. And tell yourself that no matter what, you're never going to let go. So much has been given for you. So much has been offered to you. And so much awaits you. Will you struggle to get where you're going? Or will you surrender all and adjust to the calling that has been placed upon you? For in answering that calling, it means that it is no longer your life that you live, but the life that Christ lives through you. It was through a word that I come to find it acknowledged the change in my life of late, and it was through the word that life came to me. Praise God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise our Lord, our Savior and Redeemer. Praise His Holy Spirit, who awakens our soul and each day reminds us of our hope in Christ Jesus. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless His holy name.